Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now there was a man called Jacob, and he wanted to stitch a new suit for himself. So he went to purchase a cloth, and after purchasing it, he wanted to seek for the tailors. And in that city, there were two tailors. So he went to the one and he said he has a cloth and he wanted to stitch a suit for him. And after taking all the measurements, the tailor said to him, "You know, the cloth that you brought is not sufficient to stitch a full suit for you." So the man was so sad, and there were only two tailors in the city, and he went to the other one. And when he went to the other tailor, and he said the same thing, that he wanted to stitch a suit for him, and after all the measurements, after taking the measurements, both cloth and him, the tailor said, "Oh, this is enough to stitch a coat for you and a trouser for a child." Then, you know, he said to the man, Jacob, "Okay, you come after a week and get your suit." Then after a week, he went to get his coat. And when he went there, he saw with the same cloth what he gave, a trouser was, you know, where the son of that, you know, tailor was wearing a trouser with the same cloth. And he had a full suit too. Then he asked the tailor, "How was it possible for you to stitch a suit and a trouser, whereas the other tailor, who could not stitch even a full suit for me?" Then the tailor said, "You know, he has two sons." Dear friends in Christ, today all the three readings invite us to reflect on stewardship. So, as a steward, we are called to be prudent, and we are called to, you know, be faithful. And as God-given talents in our life, we are called to use them wisely and prudently to reach the eternal salvation or eternal bliss. You know, Saint Mother Teresa, who was canonized in the year 2016 by Pope Francis, she said, "You know, do the little things in great manner." So every little thing entrusted to you is your responsibility. If you do it in great manner, you will be faithful to do great things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look into the first reading today, the first reading is taken from the book of Amos. Prophet Amos was a shepherd, and he lived in around 8th century BC. And Amos was, you know, prophesying in two different countries. You know, at the time of Amos, the chosen people were divided into two countries, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. So the northern kingdom was, the capital of northern kingdom was Jerusalem, which was known as Judah. So they worshipped God in Jerusalem temple. But the southern kingdom, which was known as Israel, you know, they worshipped Lord in the Mount Hezron, and the capital was Samaria. So Amos was living, or he was, you know, staying in northern kingdom in Judah. So he was invited to speak out the word of God to the southern kingdom people who were rich and those who were affluent, or those who are well-to-do. So he went and he was, you know, in the Israel, in the southern kingdom, he was speaking for the poor people. Because during the time of, what do you call, the two kings in both side, in both kingdom, like Jeroboam and Uzziah. So during this time, you know, the rich people were becoming richer and the poor were becoming poorer. So God's word was brought through the prophet Amos to speak for the poor people. Today we have heard in the first reading, you know, the poor people were sold even for a pair of sandals. They were not considered even like a valuable commodity, a thing. They were considered to be like, you know, use and throw, something which is so low in the society. So the word of God came to prophet Amos and spoke to the higher officials and the rich people to consider them, to consider the poor people and share their riches with the poor people. The same thing, you know, we see in the second reading as well. St. Paul was writing to Timothy, who was, you know, equivalent to a bishop. So his community and the, you know, him were treating the Gentiles or the pagans as outcast. And some people said we need not pray for pagans. But St. Paul was writing to Timothy and urging them to pray for pagans and consider everyone equal in the sight of God. And also we see in the gospel reading today, Jesus was praising the man who was unjust, the manager who was unjust. Why? You know, even St. Augustine was telling, I don't know how this parable could come through the lips of our blessed Lord. For a few centuries at the beginning, you know, they had no proper understanding about this parable. But the important thing that Jesus wanted to say is, use these worldly riches, use these worldly God-given talents to gain the eternal life. So that is the main idea that Jesus was preaching. Even a dishonest person can reach the eternal life. Even a sinner can reach the eternal life if he is doing the will of God, or if he is caring the poor and needy here on earth. Jesus was mentioning it in different occasions. Even, you know, the next week reading, the gospel which speaks about Lazarus, the poor Lazarus and the rich man. So this past 2 or 3 weeks, we have the gospels or the readings about being a good disciple, being a man who cares with his riches the poor, and who is helping the needy. So for few weeks, we are reflecting on this theme. Why? Jesus was going on, you know, pressing upon this theme that we need to take care of the poor and needy. The riches that we have here on earth is not for ourselves. That's what in the last week, you know, the gospel also was called to reflect upon. It is not given for us alone. It is given to share with the poor and needy. So when we share our riches with the poor and needy, you know, our resources, our blessings in heaven will increase. So that's why we are called to use all the things that we receive here prudently to receive the eternal life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, the Old Testament, when we look into from the beginning to the end of Old Testament, the rich people were praised and blessed by God, and the idea of Old Testament people, we know that it is a blessing. But during the time of New Testament, it is not so because of their selfishness. During the Old Testament time, people lavishly, they gave to the poor and needy, but in the New Testament time, they were not so. So God is inviting everyone, especially, you know, in this modern world, God has given us so many opportunities. He has given us so many, you know, occasions in our life to receive His blessings. For example, in a week in our church, you know, we have a lot of activities. Every day we have a lot of activities. Holy Mass, we have adoration till 4 o'clock, and we have prayers and Bible study and different other religious, you know, groups coming together, confession. So all these resources are given to us to use and to, you know, get God's blessings to enter into eternal life. So when we make use of all these things, the resources here on earth, then surely we will attain heaven. So let us ask God that we may be prudent in using the gifts of our gifts, the talents that we have received from God to gain the eternal salvation. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.